Welcome to Junkie for a Story. My name is Tamika. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. So, on this episode, as the title reveals, I am going to discuss my thoughts on LGBTQ storylines for POC audiences and how it relates to Hollywood and the actors who play them. And then we are going to end with a sapphic romance idea for actress Zendaya. Before I get into that, I did want to mention some surprising news. So I came across an article that said rapper Nas was releasing new music. Now, I don't know. I don't keep up with stuff. So I was surprised because I didn't know you're still making music. But yeah, so I had to find out what that was. It said it released December 23rd at midnight. What is up with people releasing like surprise music, like pop-up music? I don't know what you call it, but it's like they're not promoting it in advance to give you time. It's just, hey, I got an album out and okay. All right. But so I hopped on over to listen to it. And I mean, it's Nas. I don't need to say anything. It's Nas. You know he's gonna come with the good stuff. So, I mean, he sounds like Nas. If you love Nas, then you will love the music. But yeah, I'm surprised to see him still making music. I'm glad because, I mean, he is a top-notch, top tier when it comes to rappers who have been around for, decades, but still got it. Because there's some who you're like, it's time to retire. It definitely is time. We won't mention, but Nas is one of those of like, you really got to stay in it to teach these young ones. Like they need help. They need help, Nas. Can you can you do a course or something? Like, I don't know. Maybe start some, well, you know what? Didn't he have a master class or something? People need help, Nas. I'm just saying. They need some help. They won't ask for it. You should provide it. Okay. So back to the episode. Here we go. On December 7th, actress Zendaya was trending on Twitter for an interview she did with Teen Vogue, where she expressed interest in wanting to star in a sapphic romance with another black actress. So this got me to thinking, first of all, are there any sapphic romances that star two black actresses? I mean, I couldn't think of one just in thinking about the idea. I couldn't come up with one. But then, to go a step further, I was thinking, usually, I don't think I've seen any sapphic romances that are lighthearted. And that's what she mentioned as well, that she would want it to be, like a rom-com. And I can't think of a single one I've seen. Now, that could be because of my taste in movies, or it could be because Hollywood doesn't make them. And I'm going to guess the latter is true. So, again, Zendaya, she's wanting to do that, but and I think she was saying she wanted to even direct as well. I would love to see a sapphic romance with two black characters, or a sapphic romance, period. That's, you know, a fun story. You know, that would be nice. Whether, like, whoever it is, because I don't see even white women in those. So, yeah, if we could put anything out, that would be great. But obviously, we also want to have that opportunity for people of color as well, just to diversify those stories that we are exposed to, and it not just be the same old thing whenever you do see people of color in a movie. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. And that got me to thinking about today's episode. So I went down a rabbit hole of looking for sapphic romances. And yeah, that research isn't so easy. But then that led me to wanting to find out more about advancements in the LGBTQIA community. So I came across an article from pewresearch.org, and that's P-E-W, research.org. And it's about the social trends. Now, in this article, they have over 1,000 participants that they survey, and they ask a number of different questions. And so the overall message that I got from this survey is that we as in Americans, just in case you are somewhere else, but we as Americans, because I believe this study was done in America. Let me see if it... Okay, so I should mention, this study is a tad bit old. I couldn't find... Okay, this is from 2013. But... I couldn't find anything similar that had these statistics. So this is what we're talking about today. Okay, it does say America. So yes, the participants are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender adults. And this was from June 13th, 2013. So when I was reading this, I did get... Or you can draw the conclusion that people in the LGBT community feel a little bit safer now that society is showing more tolerance to the non-traditional sexual orientations. So I think that has improved. And I think with the LGBTQ community, with them having heterosexual allies, I think that has helped lead to this increased acceptance and improvement as far as the relationships between the two communities. Now, with that being said, I was looking at this and how it relates to Hollywood, because I think real life tends to predict art, doesn't it? So, now again, it's strange because this is from 2013 and here we are almost in 2022. And yet with this proof that we are improving in this area, you would think Hollywood would, I mean, from 2013 to 2021, you would think the representation would be better than what it is. But when I look for sapphic romances, I mean, I'm not. Well, I will say that there have been more movies that have a homosexual relationship within the story, but it's usually not the main story. For example, I just recently watched Bruised, starring Halle Berry. She also directs and produces that. And there is a lesbian romance in there. And I thought it was done in a very tasteful way. And it wasn't. Sometimes they do come across kind of pretentious, or I don't know, like it was planted in the story, like it wasn't originally there. And they just put it there just to get that LGBTQ credit. And when I see that, I don't know, it's just, I don't know how to describe it, but it just feels weird. But I thought the way it was handled in Bruised was really great. And Halle Berry and that actress, their chemistry was great. And the other actress, her name is Sheila Atim. And yeah, I thought their relationship was beautiful and made sense with the story. And then you have there's something on Netflix. Single All the Way is what it's called. That recently came out on Netflix, and that is about a gay man who is spending his Christmas with his family. I haven't seen this one yet, but So according to IMDb, it says, desperate to avoid his family's judgment about his perpetual single status, Peter convinces his best friend Nick to join him for the holidays and pretend that they're now in a relationship. And this stars Michael Urie, Philemon Chambers, and Luke McFarlane. So I haven't seen this one, but you know, this is a gay romance that has the fake dating trope in it, which is pretty popular with the heterosexual rom-coms, and especially the holiday rom-coms. So I guess there's somewhat of an effort to bring more of the LGBTQ narratives to the big screen or the small screen, whichever. let's see. I mean, I would say in 2021, there still wasn't a lot of it, and if there was any romance or any storyline, it was usually a subplot. It wasn't the main plot. Now, Single All the Way and Bruised, those are just the ones that come to mind because they're more recent. But even when I look it up, I don't see, for 2021, I'm saying, I don't see much out there. Now, I did find a Wikipedia page that listed 2021 releases that had some representation in it, but when I look at it, even that is still rather light, and it's mixed between all the countries, so some of it I mean, I never heard of, obviously, because you know, I don't really follow other countries' movies like that, and it's, you know, it's just not, I'm not exposed to it, so. But, like, if I look through this list, there is, and then some of them are documentaries. See, if they're putting documentaries in here. Okay, so let's see. So there's Cinderella. I believe that's on Prime. I haven't seen that one. Then there's Cruella. Again, I haven't seen that one, but that's on here. There's the Eternals. I'm not sure what type of relationship would fit in there, but that's on here. There's Fair Street Part 3. I think that's on Netflix, but that's on here as having some type of LGBTQ representation. There's Jungle Cruise. I don't know much about that. Okay, this is the one with Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure if that's on Netflix or what, but I haven't seen that one. There's Language Lessons. With Natalie Morales? I'm not sure about that. And there's quite a lot of documentaries that fall under this category. And there's The Scary of 61st. I never heard of that. That's a horror or thriller or both, I guess. Stillwater with Matt Damon. I usually like Matt Damon movies, but this one, it doesn't sound familiar. Then there's a short comedy, The Saeed Family Christmas Eve Game Night. That is a long title. Okay, and then there's another horror on here, We're All Going to the World's Fair. And that's all of the U.S. ones that I see on this list. But, I mean, even when I try to look it up, I mean, it's quite hard to narrow it down. But again, like I said, we're not showing homosexual relationships as the main plot in stories today on an equal level. You know, obviously there are some, I just named some, but there's still some work to be done. So anyway, actress Zendaya was talking about this, and I want to give her credit, because I think a big name like her saying that, it helps the community, and it helps Hollywood, because you know they are going to scramble to meet her needs. Okay, she's an A-lister, you know, and she's doing pretty well in her career. She's talented, she's beautiful, and if she's saying she wants this done, you know somebody's like working on it ASAP, okay? But that got me to thinking, if I were to write a sapphic romance for a black rom-com, what would that be? So that's what I'm doing. I am going to come up with two. I'm going to give you two ideas, okay? For sapphic romance for Zendaya. I don't know why, but I think of Olivia Pope when I'm trying to come up with an idea for Zendaya. Now, of course, that would probably make it drama and not a
rom-com, but I don't know. It's possible we can flip it. But that's what I'm thinking of. So the first idea would be a 20-something woman claiming to be Olivia Pope's sister needs a place to stay after ignominy runs her out of the city. So she was forced to resign from her very successful position. We don't know what that is, but and now she needs help rebuilding her career. The conflict is while staying with Olivia Pope, she develops feelings for one of her employees, and the relationship could compromise her future with her professional career, and it also could compromise the new relationship she's building with her sister Olivia. So that is my first idea. I know the Olivia Pope idea sounds like a drama right now, but if we take the Olivia Pope stuff out, most of it, not all of it now, but if we take that out and focus on the younger sister and her being the new girl in town and getting to know Olivia's people, and I'm not quite sure who the other woman is going to be, but that's not relevant right now. We can fill in the blanks later. The premise, that's the premise. That's what we got. That's the setup. And then we can do all that other work later. But that's what I'm thinking for that. And then my second idea would I now this sounds probably more like a rom-com, like immediately, but this I'm thinking it would be enemies to lovers. So you would have the daughter of a beloved singer who passes away. The daughter is asked to accept a lifetime achievement award on behalf of her mom. And the person presenting it is the journalist who did some unfavorable reporting of her mom when she was alive. So when the daughter finds out who would be presenting, she's like, you know, I'm all for the Lifetime Achievement Award, but obviously she wants another presenter. Now, the risk is they can just cancel the Lifetime Achievement Award. They can just cancel it or choose another person. If the daughter keeps persisting. So that's that setup. You know what? I'm thinking already. Already, I'm thinking I like the second one better. I really do see that as a cute rom-com, you know? Although I do like the Olivia Pope idea, but I can already see like I can do some things with that rom-com, that second one. But you know, either one. But you tell me which one you prefer, which one sounds better for Zendaya. Although I really do see her really putting on a good, solid performance with that Olivia Pope idea. And it doesn't have to be like the real Olivia Pope, as in the real character. It could be, Olivia Pope-esque, shall we say? But like I don't know why that came to mind, but it did when I was thinking of Zendaya. Anyway, I am sure we can write a ton of ideas for Zendaya, but those are the two that came to mind for me as I was thinking about it. So that does it for another episode of Junkie for a Story. I would like to thank my listeners, and if you could please share this podcast with whoever you think would enjoy it. Again, this is a fairly new, very new podcast. I hope you will join me in 2022 as I continue to release more episodes. I hope you're liking it so far. If you have any ideas, suggestions, I do have a blog, junkieforastory.com, and you can go over there and leave some comments or reach out to me that way. And answer me this: if you could see Zendaya in a sapphic romance with any actress, who would you want that actress to be? All right, well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Bye.